Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning, and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk about how to get out of the hamster wheel. Although I may not be the best person to talk about this because I'm very much on that wheel at the moment. Each day, each week, for example, today's Sunday and I'm working, so I'm pretty much on the wheel. But the other day, I overheard a conversation between my coworkers that really sparked this idea for this episode, because although I am on that wheel at the moment, I am taking some measures for not being on this wheel forever. So the other day, some of my coworkers were speaking how life is all about going to work, coming back home, preparing for work, going back to work, spending, going back to work, spending, going back to work. And then in the end, you die. This is your life. And this is the way life is. And it sounded very depressing. It really, really sounded very depressing. And I tried to kind of tell them that there are options how you can actually get out of there. But then they said that life is about enjoying, it's not about saving, and it's not about investing, that they wanted to enjoy life. So they were ready to keep being on that wheel. And I wanted to address that on this episode because I do think that there are options. And it does feel true at first. So you work, you earn, you spend, and then you start over until you don't live anymore. And this is a cycle that most people are happy with, and this is the way everyone lives. So maybe also we should all live that way. But maybe I'm a little bit of an outlier, and I don't want to be part of that because I believe that life is there to be enjoyed much more than on a day-to-day basis, spending it all and not thinking about the future. Although our incomes differ, some incomes might be higher, some incomes might be lower. At the end of the day, your income post-tax isn't really that much. Even if you're a high earner, if you spend it all, so if everything gets out of the door every month and if you're living paycheck to paycheck, you're not going to really buy the freedom ever. You're going to be on that hamster wheel forever. And even if you're earning a lot, you might not have anything to show for it. And I don't mean showing for it, having a nice car or having a mansion or having the newest phone. What I mean is the real freedom, real options. So sometimes you would earn so, so much, but if you spend it all, you won't be able to buy things that really matter, real freedom, real options, and real space to choose your life, to do whatever you want, whenever you want. And I believe that you can jump off the wheel. I believe you can also build a wheel that moves where you want to go and not be spinning endlessly on somebody else's wheel. So I used to think that life was about this as well. So I used to think that life was about earning as much as you can, enjoying it, buying as much as you can, and starting over again. And then eventually a state would pay you some state pension because you have worked so hard, right? So I used to think that life is about that as well. And then I had a wake-up moment. When I discovered investing, I realized that money could actually grow and start working for me without me working for it. And I was like, wait a minute, this must be a scam because it's free money, essentially. And for me, it was a wake-up moment. So now I'm actually on the wheel and I'm spinning the wheel on a Sunday to get the income. So I'm selling my time. And with that income, I want to purchase investments that will generate me income by themselves. So I won't have to come back on another Sunday to make that income. So the income that I'm making at the moment, I'm actually saving a huge percentage of it and I'm investing in assets that generate me income by themselves. So the money that makes me money, not me with my sweat and tears. Well, not really, but with my time on a Sunday morning at 7 o'clock making money. Rather than that, I want something else to make money for me. And at the moment, every single month, I'm tracking my investment growth and seeing that sometimes my investment growth actually matches my spending, which is amazing. It's like, wow, like this month, my spending was actually covered by my investments, by my passive growth. So I didn't have to use any of my own hard-earned money to actually finance my lifestyle, which feels amazing. And sometimes it even beats my monthly salary, which is like, wow, my investment growth has beaten my monthly salary. So basically I'm working for nothing. Not really. I'm actually working to generate even more investments so that passive income can grow even more. And eventually I'll never have to work again in things that I don't like. And compound interest for me, it was a huge discovery. That's when your investments are generating more and more investments and your investments keep growing. And I built momentum with that. At the beginning, I must say that it was not moving much. So I was like, yeah, it must be a myth because I only believe in things I see myself. But watching it, it was very motivating. Watching it grow, watching it compound, watching my investments to make more and more money and each and every month having more and more passive income, it's really motivating. So I mentioned to my coworkers during that conversation the compound interest and the possibility of investing, and they just dismissed it. They didn't believe it. So sometimes I kind of trying to help people or trying to kind of open another pair of eyes. But sometimes it's quite difficult to pull somebody out of their old ways. And I also explained to them that I started small. I didn't need any fancy knowledge and I just needed to be consistent and be patient. But a lot of people also, they want quick wins. And it is true that if you spend your salary on a new phone or on a new bag, you can see straight away. So that's instant gratification. You can see that you have the bag in your hands or you have the phone in your hands. So you feel good about it. Whereas with investments, it is more difficult to see the growth, especially if you buy and then the market drops, then you're like, okay, what did I buy? I just lost money. And it's very difficult to also see investments as assets because it is not something that you can physically touch. There are numbers that you can see on your screen, but it is not something that you can see that you bought. Sometimes it's hard to convince people that it is much better to buy assets. So instead of an Apple newest phone, it is better to invest in a fund that contains an Apple stock, let's say. And what I'm doing with those little steps while investing with patience and consistency is that I'm designing a life outside the wheel. I'm actually not building that wealth to flex. I'm actually building my freedom and I don't want to spin anybody else's wheel. I actually want to walk my own trail. And that's literally and also metaphorically. And also, I mentioned that before in other podcast episodes that you don't need a huge salary to start investing. And you can live simply and you can live well. Even if you can invest small amounts, if you give that money space to grow, you could actually take breaks from that spin. So you don't have to spin on the hamster wheel forever. So I wanted to conclude this episode by saying that even if no one around you believes in it, you can be the quiet outlier who is putting little investments together and finally getting off of the hamster wheel that you're spinning at the moment. So trust your path and believe me that that consistency and that patience will compound and eventually you will buy your own freedom. And no one has to believe in you. You have to believe in yourself. So thank you for listening. And if you liked this episode, please share it with someone who might like it too. And remember that the best time to invest was yesterday and the second best is today. And please note that anything I say here, it is not individual financial advice. Always do your own research before making any financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.